of the issues that come before us, as region coordinators, we talk to the other members of our region. How does your proposed region, do you have their support or not support, or maybe we need to ask Mr. Warren here, or have you talked to the other region schools?
So the reason that we're going into, we've got mixed support, to be honest with you. We've got two schools. One school that sent a letter yesterday late saying that they support Richland Northeast. Talked to Westwood, they supported the other schools for a variety of reasons. Did not produce a letter of support.
What about the schools in the new proposed region that came out with Realign?
Seems to be mixed support as well.
Could you go back to that, the slide that's right there? And I know you don't want to give away names, so I'm not asking that. But of the 14 schools that said that they know that their numbers are a little bit skewed, if they're all 3A and lower, they wouldn't even have any bearing on this. So you're telling us that one of those 14 schools up there, definitely you would have flipped with, they're close enough to the bubble?
Right, yeah, so this was across all classifications. There were 5A schools, 4A schools. This school here, I'll keep that anonymous too. All classifications were represented with this. And I think the key here for me is that it's reasonable doubt. If 94 schools responded, 13 of those 94 said this. Of those other hundreds of schools that didn't respond, I mean, I can't tell you how many other ones did this, but it would stand to reason that other schools were doing this that just did not respond to the survey or weren't willing to talk to.
Warren? Got two questions. One is, and this is for Mr. Singleton. And correct me if I'm wrong, the legislative body gave the high school league power for realignment based on the 45 ADM, is that correct?
That's
correct. Okay. Second question is, was this a concern when you submitted your numbers to the high school league and saw your numbers from the State Department, or was this more a concern after you saw realignment?
It was after. It was after. It wasn't necessarily after realignment. It was after we found this, which was after December 13th. And it was after I started having conversations. The first conversation, to be honest with you, Bill, that I had with an AD was about something completely different. And then somehow we got on this realignment or whatever, and he just came right out and told me, he's like, oh yeah, we're able to code our kids as 12G, he called it. I'm like, whoa. And so then that initiated the survey and you need to start looking into things, like I said earlier. The playing field's level, we're good. But it was after that conversation that really sparked it.
Yes, sir.
I would note that the comment that Davey made is concerning to me because, as Dr. Max Fodsworth knows, we're legislated by a uniform grade policy of the State Department on how we code students. So that concerns me that the school would take that type of approach. But I would also say, theoretically, if you have 39 students that are basically off grade level, they're repeaters, I would say that myself, including the other 73 schools that said they don't do it that way, would also probably have a fair number of students as well. So how do we assume that you would naturally fall to 47 if 10 schools above you can subtract 40 kids also? You may shake out in the same spot.
Right.
So without rerunning and doing everybody the entire thing over, how would we comfortably know that that would then be equitable to let you count 39 when hundreds of other schools aren't counting those students all? And if that was to be allowed, then everybody maybe then would say, oh, I got a whole bunch of those kids. Because we also have another factor that do get counted in is how many graduating juniors that a school may have. That they get counted as 11th graders, but we know they're not going to be back. They just end up in our mix, and when we know that, but we also know they won't be there the next year, and that may even hold more true for block schools that have more students like that. So my thing is again, it's troubling that there are some schools that maybe manipulate the system, and I don't know how we legislate that unless we look at changing our process of ADM versus 9GR. 9GR is different, but that's not how we report ADM to the state through 9GR. But that's not something, that would be something that would take a constitutional amendment in the future to change that whole process. This body can't throw out the ADM numbers from the state.
So I guess a question would be to you would be, how could you assure this would be equitable if we honored your students who are being counted as non-seniors when there's at least 13 other schools that are also?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's a great question. So I go to this slide here for a reason, because we're in here appealing, and based on our new calculation, what we feel like is the right number, is the true number, we would be here. And you're right. Like, these other schools that have these students, where would they fall? And honestly, I've got a couple of different answers. One of those answers is that they had a chance to appeal too, and we did our work, and we're in here appealing. And the other answer is what you just said, like the master's degree. Now I just got another tagline there. Repeaters. That's a great word. My belief now, moving forward, and you're right, the horse is out of the barn for this time, is that the proposal needs to be written to use 9GR, maybe even 9GR back to 9 to 12, so nobody can manipulate the numbers. 8 or 9, 9 to 12. It is what it is. But in this case here, we're in this system here where the numbers, it appears that the numbers were manipulated. And like I said, I go back to my first answer, is like, we're here, they're not here.
I just want to interject and say something. One of the things that I wanted to say, and we had lots of discussions at Ridgeview High School about this, and so I just feel like I need to speak on behalf of all of the principals at all the different grade levels. I don't think that they intentionally did anything wrong. When you look at the fact, like, when you ask for 9th through 11th, you don't want your 12th graders, you don't want your seniors, your fourth year kids. So when they excluded kids based on the number of credits that they have, because those would technically be considered, should be considered 12th grade if they had worked, I don't think that they thought that they were cheating the system, if that makes sense. Because Richland District 2 does not allow us to classify our fourth year in a special category as a 12G or a 12GR like some districts do. They're not doing anything wrong, in my opinion. They know that this 12R or this 12G, these kids don't have enough credits to graduate, so we're working with them, and we're working with them academically. So they pull them out in a special category.
What other questions do we have?
Yes. You made a comment on one of the proposals that West Florence would be good to move up. So
maybe sarcasm. That was sarcasm.
Okay. Yeah, all right. That's all. I didn't know if you had that. They had requested that. Okay.
I get also going back to where we were, as you put your various scenarios up here. Again, going back to the new region 4, 5A, have you got out of your plans, which would basically mean that looks like in all the plans it goes to a four-team region. Have you got support out of that group to say, yes, we support your plan there on that?
So the four-team region model. So we've got two that this the main proposal we have produces a six-team region here. So
I'm talking about let's just think 5A right now.
Oh, 5A. Gotcha.
Yeah, in region. Have you discussed with those schools? Are they supportive of a four-team region?
Again, make support on that. And with this model here, with Proposal 1, where we just moved down, and again, 41 and 39 numbers of schools, you know, our option, our plan to create is less chaos, would be like, hey, we'll pick up non-region games, especially in football, since those schedules have largely been made. Nothing's official yet. Since those schedules have largely been made, hey guys, we'll make life easy. We'll get on the road. We'll make it happen to be able to play non-region football against you guys.
here? Any other questions that you have before we enter into a discussion? Okay, at this time, do we have a motion? And the motion would be the committee will make a motion, or a member of the committee will make a motion to support this appeal, or the committee would make a motion to not support the appeal. So do we have a motion?
Yeah, I'd make a motion of non-support.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Second.
We have a motion on the floor to not support the appeal. That now opens the floor for discussion. And so what we'll do now, and you'll watch us do this, is we'll have a discussion and talk about as a committee what we've heard. And you'll hear our rationale. And that'll be the next portion of it. This now opens the floor for discussion. So we've heard the presentation. We've been able to ask questions. Is there any significant concerns that we have that causes us to not support this appeal? One of the things that I have initially is all of these proposals impact other schools and other programs, and I've not heard that there's universal support from these other schools to do that. So that would be an issue.
I'll suggest that the most compelling replacement of 47 within, and I think you're correct in that if you begin to allow others to count those students in that cohort, if you change the way that you count it in other schools, mm-hmm. then a lot of this could become inaccurate as far as why you place at 47. So I think the 13 schools that did it a different way, if you had everybody doing it the same way, reporting the same way, then all of these numbers would change and you would have to go back to the beginning of the process.
Can you clarify, are districts allowed to, do districts make the decision that a kid is classified as they're promoted until their senior year and then they just don't graduate?
I know that
do different districts?
Every school I've been in, you are counted, the grade you are placed in is completely due to the academic credit that you've earned. So if I've got a student who, they're in their fourth year of high school, but they have not earned, three Englishes. I can call them a senior, but that's inaccurate. I mean, I have to go ask my guidance counselor to record something that is not true. Right. And I don't know why you would do that, because then the kid would falsely think they're a senior, but he's not a senior. So, I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can't speak to why somebody would do that. I've never seen that done before.
The State Department uniform grading policy has guidelines. And to be honest, I don't know any other way to say it, but in my opinion, those 13 schools are violating state policy. Because our policy is very similar to y'all's policy in that you don't get moved up. And if you're one credit short and you have to do credit recovery, in August, you're an 11th grader, and the first semester you take a virtual school and that bumps you and that's your class, we'll change that this semester, but not before you meet those state-required unit guidelines, because otherwise you're falsely representing your numbers.
And even if you were to go by the 9GR, then you would be completely depending on accurate reporting by all the member schools without any way to verify.
Unless there is a state reporting of 9GR that we could use. Currently, we use the ADM, which is different. That is strictly bodies in your building and what you put in PowerSchool, which can be manipulated if someone wants to manipulate it. But that's the way it's supposed to be done.
Does anyone else have a concern over the like? For me, I completely understand why they want to keep these schools in the dark. But if one of these schools was number 43, 44, 45, and their appeal was flip us with this school because we know we should be lower than them, that would be at least a little bit more.
I would say yes. It's a concern to Tom. The problem is we don't legislate the State Department's reporting nor the school's responsibility to report to the State Department. So disengage from that, then we have to come up, as Mr. John said, a process that we report to the high school league, which then possibly, you can't legislate morality, unfortunately, in some cases here. It is a concern, but I think what that concern leads me to think is we need to maybe look at future adjusting our process to a different mechanism if this is a concern of the membership.
Could we ask them how many of these are just 5A? I mean, without giving up school names, is that a...
I think it speaks to the larger question, though, about state reporting in general. So that's what we're questioning, is the school and district methods in state reporting. And you can apply that in other areas as well. Like, we report our attendance rate for students. I mean, the state wants to know what our attendance rates are. You can come up with different mechanisms, districts can, as they code their students in PowerSchool for attendance to report that. So we're questioning... I would just be cautious about saying, okay, what 5A school is here and there, because at the core of it, we're questioning the mechanism to which they report. Now, is it our responsibility to question that, or has the league established that we use whatever's reported in order to establish these classifications? Because to go any deeper than that...
That's not an athletic issue anymore.
It's not at that point, because you can begin to question, and I'll be honest with you, we as districts and principals and superintendents, we do that. We do often question that to say, why is this student, this school's grad rate, so how are they reporting it versus how we're reporting it? How are they reporting attendance versus how we're reporting it? So we ask those questions in that arena. But right now, to me, it feels it's established that we use that report, however the state arrives at that report, through their reports from the district, to guide our classifications.
I will tell you that with respect to Ridgeview, I did poll the other three schools and myself out of the region, and all were happy with the current setup.
My region, the overall thought process, again, is, you know, why is this after the fact as opposed to, you know, before this process and establishing that. The other thing, I guess, you know, as we talk about the next 2 years and competitiveness and that sort of thing, as I study those 5A regions, you know, if Blythewood, say, were to stay in Region 4, there would only be one other region that does not have a top 10 attendance school. As a matter of fact, Region 4, if you throw Blythewood in there at number 40, they would have four out of the five schools, or Ridgeview, I'm sorry, they would have four out of the five schools there. That would be in the second half, the bottom half, if you will, of 5A. So I would think that region, you know, if you're thinking about, hey, is it going to be a competitive region, you know, from an attendance standpoint, yes, it appears that it would be a very competitive situation. I don't see a huge, huge disadvantage here.
You know, one of the things that I think about is, you know, we asked the high school league to do the classification for us, believing, and I think they did, that they would be as objective as possible. So if we've asked them to do the classification for us, but then the membership comes back and says, we don't like the way you did it, well, then we should ask them to do it again. And I think we did the right thing, because I think, you know, just what this alludes to, that if we just rely on complete self-reporting, that always opens up mistrusting what somebody self-reported. You know, this takes the subjectiveness out of it a little bit. I'm not saying that at the end of 38 schools. I mean, if I had to take one of my names, my GR, it would probably work for you. Almost.
Now, did everybody else poll their region? I know we polled our region.
Yeah, we support our region, and we're satisfied with where we're at.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Any other discussion? Okay. This time I'll restate the motion. We have a motion on the floor to not support the appeal of Ridgeview High School. At this point, if there's no discussion, we'll take a vote. Okay. The motion is to not appeal the to not support the appeal from Ridgeview High School. All in favor to support this motion, please raise your right hand.
Please raise hands high, please. 10.
All opposed to this motion, please raise your right hand.
0.
What this means, Ridgeview, is that the 5A Executive Committee has not supported your appeal to move out of 5A and out of the region. If you wish, I'm going to read this part because it's important that you hear this. If you wish to appeal the Classification Executive Committee's decision to the South Carolina High School League's Executive Committee, please contact the league commissioner within 24 hours of this hearing. At this point, this hearing is concluded.